Panda Interactive expands legal case against sport tech firms. Sports betting and streaming company Panda Interactive has escalated its legal dispute with Sportradar and Genius Sports and accused both companies of anti-competitive practices. The legal battle began in October 2023, when Panda Interactive filed two lawsuits in the Texas Eastern District Court, which alleged that the two companies had infringed on its patents related to low-latency interactive sports streaming and betting technology. Panda claimed the infringement was willful and involved innovations that allow users to view live betting odds and place wagers while watching sports. In its previous filings, Panda argued that much of the technology used by both sports data providers relied on its patented innovations. Among the products named in the lawsuit were Genius Sports Live Data, Live Trading, Genius Trading, BetVision, and In-Play Multibet. Similarly, Sportradar's streaming-related services, including Sportradar Mbet, Sportradar Odd, and Sportradar Live Channel Trading, were also cited for allegedly violating Panda's patents. Allegations of market suppression. In a statement released on March 3, Panda Interactive announced it had amended its complaints to include claims that Sportradar and Genius Sports were actively stifling competition. It alleged that the companies had leveraged their exclusive partnerships with major sports leagues to pressure sportsbooks into using their technology, which effectively blocks new entrants from the market. As part of its legal action, Panda Interactive is seeking a court order to halt what it describes as anti-competitive behavior by both firms. Quote, "The defendant's bullying takes bad behavior to new heights, illegally using our own patented technology against us by packaging it with their platform, tying it to their exclusive data, and effectively shutting the door to fair competition." Donald Shupak, Panda Interactive's chairman. Panda Interactive CEO Kevin April expressed a similar sentiment and said that many in the iGaming industry are concerned about how the firm's strong-arm tactics have coerced the market at the expense of all layers of sport. Sportradar yet to respond. Sportradar has so far declined to comment on the specifics of the case. However, a company spokesperson insisted that the business is operated in compliance with existing laws and regulations. The spokesperson went on to say that they are confident about their defense and that they will do so vigorously.